Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Date in mind.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Cool.
Yeah. So that means Einstein was correct. And better yet, I understood what Einstein was saying earlier. So when I said that, think of, you know, space as a plane, and then there's a bowl where planets and stars sit. That's kind of how gravity works. And that's how the ripple in gravity was detected. So
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a few moments. I shouldn't even press record. hi,
by the way, welcome, guys.
Someone else welcome them. I need a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to FRG Weekly. What's the number?
We're not weekly anymore. We're never.
Oh,
gonna
whatever.
Get
what are we now?
We're just Front Row Geeks.
Front Row Geeks.
The weekly thing doesn't make sense anymore.
Front Row Geeks number, episode number, whatever.
47.
47. 47 podcasts that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Annual.
In total.
You know.
No, in total.
But weekly.
No.
No, not weekly.
Sometimes bi-weekly.
Well, the beginning I did like 3 a month.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, welcome to Front Row Geeks. This is Deadly Sodium.
I'm really small and insignificant.
Our fearless leader who's small and insignificant and just got Cortana out there. We have Baron 5X.
Hi.
Lady Haterade.
Fish.
What?
Fish. And chips?
Fish.
I feel like that would be a great cop show, Fish and Chips.
That'd be a terrible
idea.
Which
one's the dog?
Chips.
Oh, yeah. Could it be that Chip's the name of the dog, and it's just like a guy and his dog like fighting crime? Oh, that'd be great.
But the dog's gotta be some weird breed, like something you wouldn't expect.
Oh, those hairless Chinese dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Now wait. To go with the fish and chips theme, what is there like a British breed of dog we can use that fits this description?
No, we're gonna go with the Chinese hairless dog.
Okay.
Yeah, that fits better. Anyway, so welcome to our podcast. We were just discussing the gravitational ripple wave, but that pales in comparison to what we will actually want to talk about tonight.
Well, I'm going to start with, actually, what I really wanted to start with simply, because I think it makes sense, sort of what we just were looking at as far as the gravitational waves video from Neil deGrasse Tyson. Today's Valentine's Day, everybody.
Arizona's
birthday.
104th,
but,
right?
104th?
Yeah, 104th.
Wait, no, 104th. Birthday. Oh, yeah, 104th.
The day that the geographical area of Arizona was created.
Yep.
Just formed from the ground. It was birthed.
No, this is when they burned the letters Arizona, you know, the A-R-I-Z-O-N-A, in the middle of the state, like in an arc, kind of. You can still see part of it from Phoenix.
Can you see it from space?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think they get pictures of the globes?
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this the end of the world?
Yeah. This is what I want
to
bring up.
Ghostbusters.
And this is from one of my favorite movies, because I love Ghostbusters 2, even though it's, for some reason, was not popular with you people who lived not in Italy in the 90s. I don't understand.
It was still popular because it's Ghostbusters. It's a great movie. Come on.
Okay. So Ghostbusters 2, there's a scene where Bill Murray's character is like interviewing like a psychic. I think his show is like Psychic Something. I can't even remember what it was called. You need to rewatch that movie. It was great, though.
I loved Ghostbusters. Can't remember anything about it, but I loved it.
Hey, all you need to know is Viggo and Pink Slime, and you have Statue of Liberty destroying ghosts. And what more do you need, really?
Yeah. What more do you need?
Mm.
Except for Ghostbusters
1. Oh, and Rick Moranis was in that movie, too.
I know.
It was great.
I know. Anyway.
Anyway, continue. So a scene in that movie predicted that the end of the world will occur today, on February 14th, 2016.
Well,
I'm glad it didn't.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we technically still have like 6 or 7 hours before while this can be untrue. So you know,
yeah, that's right, because everybody knows that time is strictly American.
Exactly.
We're actually all in purgatory still because the world ended in 2012.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
I don't have that burning sensation though. My religion says I'd be burning a little bit
in purgatory. I don't feel it. Are you gonna burn in purgatory?
No, we're like in Lost.
Do you want me to get into it?
Yeah, we're in Lost.
Oh.
Or the Matrix.
Yes.
See, that's not necessarily, okay. See,
that's purgatory. You're thinking of hell. Hell is burning.
No, no. Purgatory is like a like hell light.
What is it? Outside of the gates of hell?
I don't know where it is. I didn't care for that part. Look, I'm.
Why is purgatory gotta be painful?
I don't know.
Purgatory.
It's supposed to be cleansing.
This is painful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Welcome to Arizona. Oh, record highs.
We are burning.
Yeah, yeah. What was it, like 85 today or something like that?
That actually wasn't that bad today. I thought it was pretty comfortable. Yesterday was hot.
Yesterday was hot.
Went to the Chinese Cultural Festival in like a black dress. Oh God, I was on fire. It was awful.
Yeah, but that's on you for wearing a black dress.
I didn't know it was going to be hot.
Outside in Arizona.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be that hot.
It's Arizona. You always got
to
count for it being hot.
To be fair,
last week was actually cold.
To be fair, we're talking less about how it feels outside, more that the sun will still like cook you because it's still the sun, and your black dress probably absorbed the heat, regardless of like what was going on.
But if it's 40 degrees, I'm not going to be burning in a black dress. But it was actually 80 degrees. No, it wouldn't be warm.
No.
No,
yeah,
I'm a computer scientist.
Like
I know these things.
It's warm here in Arizona. Ha ha! Rest of the country that's getting snow.
Anyway, so the moral of the Ghostbuster story is that if you're listening to this later, it means we're probably okay.
That means we're probably okay. You know, probably.
If you're listening to this podcast,
don't want to put a condition on it. We're not all okay.
I don't know. Maybe I get it out by like 11:59. In the last possible minute of Valentine's Day 2016,
no,
someone's about to press play, and it's...
Because it would be 1:59 because you still got California time.
I didn't say here. I'm talking about, like, wherever, like, in Hawaii. Where is, like, the last... Where in the Earth is, like, the last possible...
California.
Like, California?
Because it's the United... It's when the United States goes to sleep. That's it.
What about Hawaii?
No one cares about them.
But Hawaii doesn't want to be part of the United States.
So their world won't end, is that what you're saying? Oh, and Alaska.
Yeah, but that's... Alaska crosses the international date line, so that's going to be... There are the farthest west in Alaska... Wait, no, do they?
No,
that instantly goes into Russia. Then, yeah, it would be Alaska.
Okay.
Alaska, like, they can go, like, across the internet. Well, they can't.
Wait, isn't Hawaii further west than Alaska?
I don't know.
I don't care anymore.
No, but Alaska actually, like, borders the international date line. So, like, if you cross, like, an island in Alaska and you end up in Russia, then that's the next day.
I'm looking it up now.
You can walk into the next day.
Actually, this map sucks for this. Never mind. Or sort of. Well, it's that, like, oval map. I don't think it's really helpful for pinpointing where
this is. It's really stupid, yeah. Okay, the island, like I said, the islands, the Aleutian Islands that go down and they go...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, there's an island where you can cross into the next day.
Oh.
It's the furthest west you can go, and it's in Alaska.
On paper, this sounds really cool. It's like you're crossing time. In reality, you're just physically stepping from one place to the other. But we need to buy that land and make it a tourist trap.
But you can't because on the other side is Russia. They won't let you go over there. They won't let you walk over there. They have guards to prevent you from going there. I saw it on Alaska State Troopers.
Speaking of Russia.
Okay, what happened in Russia today?
Well, nothing. I was going to actually bring up a very prominent Russian that we have come to love in the last 24 hours. Colossus.
Oh, yeah, Colossus.
Yes! Who appeared in...
Who is in the Deadpool movie. Yes.
Which, best movie ever or best movie ever, everybody?
I'm
still impartial to Mad Max. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou in Jurassic Park.
Okay, fair enough.
Still impartial to those, but that is... Well, and then there's Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Captain America, Winter Soldier.
All right, we get it.
That was
we
a
get
really
it.
Good movie. There's all the other Coen Brothers movies that I like The Big Lebowski.
So
Deadpool was great, though. Deadpool was freaking amazing.
I gotta find the chart.
Before we start talking about the specifics of that, like, that movie was expected to make, like, $60 million or something like that.
It had a budget of like 40 or 50.
Yeah, it was a pretty slim budget.
Yeah,
and they've like shattered like any expectation that anyone had of that movie. Like,
It is the number one R-rated release in the past
and ever.
Ever. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to find the chart.
History of the Universe is the best R-rated release.
Yeah.
Our universe.
Okay, fine.
No, see, but there's another universe where.
Affected by the gravitational waves.
A really terrible
where the Green Lantern franchise took off, and Ryan Reynolds stuck with that.
That's Earth 2.
Okay, before we say anything else,
Punisher.
Okay, before we say anything else, we're going to spoil everything. So don't listen to this if you haven't watched the movie.
If you haven't watched the movie, don't listen to this. Yeah, but okay. So the one thing that I really took away from Deadpool is why haven't I followed Deadpool earlier? Because I love villains. They're the reason why I like comics. I can't watch a good hero story without a good villain, and I always root for the villains. The Juggernaut is my favorite villain, followed by Magneto, which are X-Men, which are part of the Deadpool universe, which why the hell didn't I watch or read or do anything with Deadpool to begin with? It boggles my mind.
I mean, if you hang around the internet enough, you see him enough.
To be fair, the villain in this movie is kind of weak. Like,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not what you're.
That's not what you're watching this movie.
I didn't go to this movie to see a good movie. I went to this movie to be entertained.
Yeah,
and I was. Are you not entertained?
I was thoroughly entertained.
Seriously, another thing, the pacing was flawless. I mean, flawless.
The only time I think I was taken out of the movie, and not for like because it was bad or anything, but because I was recognizing, like, man, we haven't had a real big laugh in a while, was like that whole scene where he's in the dungeon, for lack of a better phrase at this point.
Because they were trying to go a little bit more dramatic and dark there.
Yeah. But as soon as that was over, it was all like, it's back to Deadpoolness again.
Well, it was still somewhat humorous, but not like.
It was still soul crushing. Well, like, yeah. Anybody else in that situation, this would have been like a very dramatic, sad moment. But because it's Deadpool, he pulled off all the flair.
Name tag.
Yeah,
like, that
he
was great.
Smart
I thought it was
hilarious.
And then another thing in the scene where they're fighting in the fire and everything. Mm-hmm. The whole time I was like, no, please don't show Ryan Reynolds' junk right now.
You know what? I was actually actively looking for it. I don't think I saw it.
What?
Why were you?
Because I wanted to see if they did it.
It's like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, I got enough of Dr. Manhattan's junk on the big screen. I'm okay with not seeing Ryan Reynolds
right now. It's
just
junk, guys. Let's be adults.
Well, I figured if they would have showed it, they would have showed it during the intimate scenes.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
They didn't.
No, you should have saw his ass.
Yeah. But I don't
There's
think
a lot of nudity in this
I don't think
too.
It was that noticeable. I didn't. I feel like they shadowed it really, like, really well. Like, or
he
I just
went,
didn't know
that
it
wasn't a problem. And then he passed out.
Trust us, Eddie was actively
I
looking.
Was, because he just wanted to see it. Okay, not a lot of movies do it. Especially not movies like this. So I just like, are they going to cross that line? Are they going to do it?
Okay.
Is it the
what?
Knocked Up where the friends are doing that thing where they're like timing nudity in movies? Is it?
I think it's not.
I haven't seen it.
You're that person. You're like, at what point was Ryan Reynolds' ass showing, and for how long?
It was 30 seconds.
We got plenty of his
ass. Ryan Reynolds' ass.
Plenty of that.
I counted.
He's got his own timer
ready. See, and then here's the thing. Somebody made a comment of what other movies are like this. Watchmen is a R-rated superhero movie. And it had giant blue dong in it.
Yes, but it was dramatic and dark. This is nothing like that. Deadpool.
Reason,
it's a comic book.
I don't remember
that
part of the movie.
By the way, let me give you the rundown of
years since I've seen.
It was great. The first time I watched Watchmen, I watched it with subtitles.
Did you watch
Watchmen?
And
the subtitles covered his junk perfectly. It was great.
Okay. That's okay. Hilarious. Here, let me give you the rundown of other movies comparatively. Here, opening weekend for one of the Batmans. I can't even tell which one from this one. 48 mil. Okay, Dark Knight. 48 mil. Iron Man.
Oh, no, Begins. You're right, Begins.
Okay, opening weekend for Iron Man, one of them, 98. Probably. Opening weekend for Man of Steel, 116. Opening weekend for Thor, 65. Opening weekend for Captain America, 65. Opening weekend for the Hulk, 55. 144 for Spider-Man, and 85 for the Wolverine.
Yeah, I think.
At the time this image was created, 134 for Deadpool. Out of the water.
And that's today, and there's still, when that image was made, there was still a day left.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still, that was on Saturday. That was as of Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, this image is old now, but still. Yeah. I would never have expected that. Like, I knew it was going to be a great movie, and like,
not only was it the best R-rated release ever, like, it's also in the top 10 for superhero releases, which is very shocking considering it is an R-rated movie.
But people still took their kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You noticed that? I'm complaining about it on Facebook. And I'm like, you knew it was R-rated.
We're trying to
tell you. You think the R rating with, at the bottom, it specifically says graphic nudity. It doesn't just say nudity. It says
violence.
Graphic nudity.
And swearing.
You think when it says graphic nudity, you wouldn't want to take your children. Probably don't want to take your 13-year-old to see this
rated
movie.
R for reconsider.
Rated R for reconsider choices, parents. You're taking your children to see Deadpool.
I was slightly disturbed to hear children laughing in our showing last night.
Seriously?
I was like, okay, whatever.
There were little kids in the theater when we watched it.
I don't think there was any in our showing. Did you see any kids? I didn't see.
Why would you want to show your kids this movie? I'm sorry.
They're just bad parents.
I'm against censorship in every way. Like, I feel like if you're going to be making a movie, you shouldn't have to censor it or something.
The thing about this movie that makes it really bad for kids, I think.
Shouldn't be taking their kids to see this movie.
Not that we're like trying to tell people how to parent their kids, but like.
No, we're telling you how to parent your kids. Don't take your kids to see this movie.
That was just a precursor.
You're an idiot if you take your kids to see this movie.
Let me say what I was going to say.
Okay.
I think the biggest problem with Deadpool is that in other movies where there's violence and sex, like, it's not as like glorified in the sense that like it's gratuitous, or especially the violence. Like, Deadpool, like, straight up, like, for no reason, no good moral reason, is straight up murdering people. At least Batman like kind of feels about it later, and you're like, you know, violence is really not the answer.
That's what makes Deadpool Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool's like, kids, go ahead and do it. I mean, he literally tells someone in the movie that you should totally kill somebody.
Yeah, to go murder somebody. Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I like how the whole like montage thing where he's like making this, like getting his suit, like in most superhero movies, it's like, you know, running across rooftops and then, like, learning to have a response.
He's learning to get a
powers.
Red costume so the blood doesn't show.
And he's murdering the crap out of people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his origin story.
Does anybody know, like, the blind lady? I did not realize she was blind when she told him to get a red costume. Did he just tell her that he was covered in blood?
I knew because I've heard about the character beforehand.
She had a
beforehand.
Heightened sense of smell.
She's Daredevil.
She's Daredevil after the sex change operation that went kind of bad.
But
they thought nobody cared because it was just Daredevil. He's blind.
She's also old, so obviously Daredevil time traveled.
Yeah.
And also changed the race.
Well, Deadpool is set in the 80s anyway, right?
Daredevil's using blackface. There goes a cultural hero.
Cultural hero? You mean a Netflix hero?
He's a cultural hero.
Everybody loves Deadpool now that, I mean, not Deadpool, but, well, everybody loves Deadpool now that the movie is doing so well.
Okay.
But everybody also loves Daredevil now because he's on Netflix and his show is awesome.
What makes this movie so good, though? Why did this break so many barriers? I don't know what that tells us about the movie scene
pacing.
Now.
It's because it's so weird.
The pacing. Yeah. It's the setup to the jokes. It's the jokes that continue later on in the movie. It's the spaces in between where you're start to feel for the character.
You don't know that before you go see the movie, though.
Well, exactly, you don't. But when you go see the movie, that's what keeps you in there.
But it's amazing it drew so much
opening
weekend like it did.
A lot of marketing.
They did.
A ton of marketing.
But I would have thought that was going to invite the people who would have normally watched it even without the marketing. But it seems like either their marketing is super effective, apparently, or that there's just something about this movie that is special.
They did, like, love story and, like...
People have been, like, begging for, a proper Deadpool movie ever since they botched it with
Wolverine Origins. Yeah.
Which you would think would probably ruin for people who don't know Deadpool would go, hey, I'm not going to watch that movie again. He was like that guy from the other movie, right?
But it's all... And here's the true hero of the story, Ryan Reynolds.
It's true.
Without Ryan Reynolds, there would be no Deadpool movie.
If he hadn't pushed forward with it,
His true love, like, he actually, like, his favorite... hero is Deadpool. So his true passion and love for the character is the reason why in Wolverine Origins there even was a scene to begin with where it shows Ryan Reynolds being all Deadpool-y before he becomes Deadpool, and why the Deadpool movie was being, why the Deadpool movie was made in general. I think it's like most of what, most of the push for the movie to be what it was because of Ryan Reynolds. That's somebody's over there. It's not mine, or is it Eddie's?
That was just, no, it wasn't mine. Mine's
it was
in my
a
pocket.
Phone. A phone went off. It buzzed. It was like
it was fun. So, I mean, Ryan Reynolds got to be in cloud nine because, like, if he's as much in love with the character as you're saying he is,
it.
We just like gave him all our money, like threw at him.
He killed it too. He was awesome in that whole movie. Like, fantastic. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was amazing.
I'm a fan of this movie.
What'd y'all think of Colossus and shoot, what's her name?
Whatever. Yeah.
Wait.
Nobody's gonna remember that name.
Negasonic Teenage
Warhead. There we go.
Which is awesome.
It's the coolest name ever. I love that. That was great.
It's like you guys only had money for two X-Men.
Yeah. That was my favorite part. When this huge mansion, and I only see the two of you around here. It's only like kind of like the studio can only afford just the two of you.
So good.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
My favorite part, I told you this last night, Heffley. My favorite part, I think, that just like the cherry on top of everything, is when she's taking off the mask at the end of the movie, and he has the Hugh Jackman mask.
Oh, that was so great. I love
it. He stapled it to his head. Yeah. I was like,
that was
why would you staple it?
because he's Deadpool.
Is perfect. But I loved all of the jabs at the Green Lantern.
Throughout like
the
three
whole
of them?
Movie.
Like,
yeah, there was multiple jabs.
Like the very beginning of it.
Like, don't make my costume green. Just don't do like whatever you do, don't make my costume
green. And
yeah,
stuff.
The guy had one of the enemies had a card.
I really did like the intro where it was all slow mo and
That was cool.
And then later on they kind of showed you in regular motion, like,
or the cast names.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Some douchebag or whatever it was.
I didn't see the first two because I wasn't looking at the words. I was like, oh, it's just people's names, whatever. And then people started laughing, and I was like, what the hell are they laughing at? And then I actually started paying attention to the words. I was like, damn it! I wish I didn't miss the first two.
One of them was the hot chick.
I saw that
one. The gratuitous cameo.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Stanley's cameo was amazing.
Yes, oh, seriously?
He was the best.
I was not expecting his cameo to be in that particular scene, but it was
the man
great.
Can die happy now.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
His best cameo ever, probably.
His best cameo ever.
Objections? I don't think so.
It's probably his most active one. Usually just like...
He seemed a little more lively in that cameo than in the other one.
In Avengers 2, he had the drinking game.
Yeah.
That was active. But still not better than his one.
He still seemed a little more lively in this one than the other. Let's face it. Stanley had the heart pumping a little bit in this cameo.
TJ Miller, what'd you think of him?
It was pretty funny.
Wait, which one was? Wait,
he wore glasses, bartender.
Oh yeah. No, that guy was pretty funny.
Your face.
Yeah.
Looks like an avocado. Fucking avocado. It wasn't like it wasn't loving either. It was hateful.
What else did he say? He said something else after that.
Like
that was
Freddy Krueger. Fucking topographical map of Utah.
I was like, I started dying when he said that. It's that was beautiful. Seriously, the chemistry between the actors in this movie was pretty great as well. Like, it worked out pretty well.
Oh, the fight scene between Colossus and what's her name?
I
didn't catch her name.
Gina Carino. Angel Dust.
That was a great fight scene.
That was really great.
All the fighting choreography in that movie was really great. Which is 100% the reason why Deadpool forgot his gun bag.
Yeah! Oh, I love that! Oh, it was so great! It was
twice.
I love how they're playing it. X gone, give it to you! Where's your bag?
And then when he's calling him, and then the cabbie, like, he gets rear-ended.
Yeah!
And then I was like, oh!
I was like, and you hear his cousin in the background. Oh!
I'm so horrible!
I love that. Oh, like when on the street when they're like When they're right after the what's his name got away,
Francis.
And Francis got away.
Ajax.
And Deadpool was like, "It's not like I'm. I mean, I wasn't killing a lot of people. I didn't kill anybody out here." And then the guy falls off the sign.
He was there when I got there.
I was like, "That's great."
I like how there was his creepy baby hand.
Yes.
I'm gonna want to leave the room now. It's gonna feel so huge in this.
I didn't realize he can regenerate. You can't tell me you wouldn't do that though
if you had a creepy little baby hand.
You know what? The thing is that I want to know who in the writer's room came up with that, because they're like, I think I've always seen Ray Durations being like off camera or real quick. But someone had to think of, I wonder how his hand grew back and what he would do with it.
Usually he like takes his severed limb and like sticks it back on and holds it there. Yeah. So it comes back together.
What would happen? Well, what happened to the other part of his hand? The one that got cut off?
Just rot away, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be attached to his central nervous system.
Okay, I see. It's like too bad it wouldn't grow back. Now there's two Deadpools.
There is a comic book series called Killpool that kills Deadpool, so we can have that later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the second movie. Oh.
No, it's not. We know that already.
There's... Somebody has already announced that they want to play Cable.
Steven Lang.
Well, the guy he named in the...
From Avatar.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the dude from Avatar. That's what I know him from.
Well,
he
named him in the post-credit scene, right? He's like, I want that guy. And the guy's like, sure, yeah, we're here. Yep, yeah, I'm here. Take me. He had to the Twitter with that. He did that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm flexing a muscle here, guys. It looks more better if you see the Stephen Lang.
I'm going to hold my arms straight out and it'll still be bigger than... No, I'm kidding. I think that would be a perfect casting choice for Cable.
So that post-credit sequence, I didn't realize was referencing Ferris Bueller, but I read somewhere it was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It was.
How did you not?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
How could you not, though?
I don't know.
Shut up. Come on. You're still here? Get out of here.
Yeah.
That was totally Ferris Bueller.
I didn't know.
Didn't they also do the chicka chicka?
Yeah, that's why he did the chicka chicka. Because of Ferris Bueller, yeah.
Even if you didn't get it from that, you should have got it from that.
No, I didn't. I didn't even remember there was a chicka chicka.
Chicka chicka.
I was kind of reeling already. You know, I just experienced the entire movie. I was absorbing it. It took a lot.
He was absorbing the rest of the movie. He was absorbing the titties. That's what he was absorbing.
There wasn't that many. Well, I guess the strip clubs, you know, huh? But...
There was quite a bit, Eddie.
So you took note of,
and then there was Ryan Reynolds'
ass, but you didn't.
Yeah, yeah, that's what.
No.
He didn't count how many titties were in it. Junk. He just counted.
I took account of his junk.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He was
not
he
his
was
ass.
Looking for Ryan Reynolds' junk.
Why are you kink shaming me right now?
I'm not kink shaming you. I'm just giving you crap because I can't.
Because Kelsey's not the one who said she was looking for Ryan Reynolds' junk.
I don't know where you're getting derivative of this. I was trying to identify just how far the movie went. And there was no better...
For science. He was trying to identify with his sexuality for science.
Yes.
He wanted to make sure that all Ryan Reynolds made it
through the transformation. Yeah. He wanted to see if Ryan Reynolds' junk went through the same effect as his face.
Yeah, exactly. And I can tell you right now, I do not know.
You didn't see it?
I'm telling you, I didn't see it. That was the whole point.
You were looking for it,
and I still didn't see it. It was so much like kicking and like going on, it was kind of there.
It was just out there.
Even when he was impaled, I'm like, so like is that? No, I don't see anything. Impale.
Yeah. I didn't see anything.
That's when.
And he stares off into his friend who's dying in the back. Oh.
No, his friend didn't die.
Yeah, the other guy he was talking to.
The guy. Yeah.
Oh.
The guy who will probably become a character
who
in the future.
Who was the guy,
something done to him or something like that? Or?
But who, though? I don't know what the character was.
Oh, I don't remember.
That
yeah,
was the actress. Kind of creepy.
Yeah. Who was the guy that he found when they were fighting?
Oh,
like,
remember he was talking about, like, oh, I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what happened to Jacksonville? It's classified. And then, like, when he ran into the guy, he's like, oh, it's... Last time we saw each other was Jacksonville,
yeah, that's right. Okay.
It was such great callbacks like that. That just made
I was trying to figure out who that was. I thought it was the guy from the
movie should win an Oscar for comedy next year.
It was great. It was hilarious.
I'm calling it right now.
It was
Oscar nom.
Funny. Oh no, you know they're gonna find some other undeserving movie to get an Oscar to.
Hmm? Like next,
is there even a category for the Academies?
Yeah, The Martian won the Golden Globe. It's not nominated.
So like too early that people forget about it, and
maybe
I want to see The Martian. I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's really good. But America spent so much money trying to rescue Matt Damon, either from space or from World War II.
Yep, gotta say that Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon keeps getting it. Oh, and trying to bring him back. No, here it is. The United States has spent billions of dollars bringing Matt Damon back. From Interstellar, from The Martian, Saving Private Ryan, the Bourne trilogy, and now the new Bourne movie. Yeah. Matt Damon gets away from America pretty easily.
And that's why we have high taxes, everybody.
Thank you, Matt Damon. Your tax money is going to save Matt Damon.
Nobody knows this, but every time they cast him for a movie, someone has to go and locate him and rescue him.
Exactly. Rescue him or kill him or bring him back.
Last time it was in another dimension. Jeez.
In Interstellar, it somehow happened to be all three.
It was so expensive, they decided to film and make a movie of it. Might as well. We're already spending the money.
We gotta locate this guy. Oh, now that we found him, let's rescue him. Oh, and now we're gonna kill him. Interstellar. Still have that, you know.
Oh, okay.
The PTSD in that movie.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that's. On top of gravitational waves, that's another thing that's gonna make me, like, look into the darkness and go, fuck.
You're gonna remember Interstellar. You're gonna be driving home tonight. You're gonna be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Interstellar. Ah.
But then just think of The Martian after, and then it'll make you kind of happy again.
I haven't seen The Martian yet, so yeah, I didn't look at that. See? Look, you we didn't have a podcast. We weren't recording as much when Interstellar came out last year or the year before. So there was a moment where Chris Heffley and I, when we walked out of the theater, we just like we couldn't talk. We're just like,
no, we were talking.
Yeah,
we
but I think it was just
the
like
the whole way out of the theater, we were just like, fuck. Shit, fuck.
I wouldn't leave Earth thanks
what
to that movie.
What the fuck?
That movie has convinced me I would never leave
that
Earth.
That was as we were walking out of the theater. That's all we were saying.
Did you and Dave ever watch Interstellar and Inception in the same day?
No. Okay. Oh, man.
That sounds like a mindfuck.
And the, no. And then
yeah, we're going to do a mindfuck Monday. That's what we were going
to
do.
No, you got to start it off with The Prestige.
Oh.
Then go into Inception.
Prestige is the one with Hugh Jackman and... Yeah, oh, that's too depressing. I
guess. He's like, no, man. No.
But it's Christopher Nolan, and it is a big mindfuck.
It's such a downer.
It's more so for me than in Inception. I kind of like The Prestige a little more than Inception.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At least like Inception.
I like Inception because of Leo. Gotta like Leo.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Inception, it kind of leaves you with a little bit more hope, I guess.
It's true.
It's true.
Prestige just crushes your soul.
Yeah, at least Interstellar did kind of have that ending sequence.
Speaking of crushing, oh yeah, they had that sequence. Nice.
Yep,
speaking of crushing, the other favorite part of this fight between Angel Dust and Colossus is that they redid a trope that I haven't seen in a lot of different places that I've never seen an action movie do. He's like, why don't people's clothes fly off when they're like beating the shit out of each other?
Oh yeah, no, that was pretty great. I love how Colossus was like,
oh, sorry. Oh, thanks, and then punches him in the nards.
Yeah, punches him in the balls.
Something intent to the entire movie that only worked then.
Yeah. Well, she was the only one who had the strength capable enough.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Hurt Colossus's junk.
When Deadpool was hitting him in the very beginning,
and he was breaking his arms.
It was so painful.
Monty Python's Dark Knight. He's hopping around on a leg.
That was great.
That would have been the only thing that made it better if he referenced Monty Python.
That was a reference to Monty Python. That was a reference.
Well, the whole thing. I guess it's
how
true.
About you? But he didn't say. See, it would have been funny. Like if he said, "Like how about you?"
Oh.
That would have been pretty great.
Okay.
Just but a scratch.
Okay, did we miss anything with Deadpool?
Probably, but you know, we Deadpool. This is
this might be our chance to say. We'll probably bring it up every once in a while.
Okay. I'll end with this. It was a lot better than what I expected, which I don't know what I was expecting when I went into that movie. But whatever came out of it, it was much better. I was better off seeing that movie than not seeing it.
Oh, there's one thing that bothered me. I guess one thing, if I had to pick out something. When what's her name falls from the top of the
ship. Why did how did I mean yeah she was in this thing but how did she not die
a glass coffin
yeah
I said that to
not shatter? How like, did she not die?
Unless it wasn't glass, but I'm pretty sure no, it
wouldn't have been glass, because if Deadpool threw his sword, if Deadpool threw his sword through it,
it would have shattered.
It would have shattered if it was glass.
True.
So it wasn't glass.
Or when he threw the match in the thing, way, it blew up. There was like a little bit of glass, like a little bit of glass that was shattered when he got out.
Either way, when this thing falls, you know, like whatever, 30 stories off of the Marvel copter, the
helicarrier.
Yeah, the helicarrier.
I was trying to figure out what that was.
Is that what it was?
Because there's no helicarriers in the X-Men universe that we've seen yet.
But like, that had to have been the helicarrier because it had the things. The
I didn't notice.
Things.
I was too distracted.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was. I wasn't sure if it was a ship.
But either way, it looked like the helicarrier because it had.
It was
the
either a helicarrier or like a dry dock, like normal naval carrier.
But anyway, I mean, you fall off of 30 stories of helicarrier and you land and you're fine.
Yeah.
You don't do that when you're in a container.
No.
You're gonna hit that container. It's still physics is still gonna be active within that container.
They must have run out of money at that point or something.
Well, yeah,
because
that's exactly
that was like
what
the one thing that was just like what?
Yeah,
everything else had like a rhyme and reason.
And like,
there wasn't anything funny
she
with
was
it.
Okay,
like if she had landed on an inflatable like rubber ducky, that would have been something that would make sense in this
that
movie universe.
Would have made sense.
But nothing. There was nothing. She just. Okay.
This is Deadpool, though. We should stop pushing the science.
But exactly. But I love how he's like, everything is okay. Woo! Boom! Gets tackled. That was great. Okay, so Deadpool.
Or when he was hallucinating. Or I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the knife out, and the knife's in his head, and like, the music's all like.
Yeah,
the music's all. There's the cartoons, like, floating around his girlfriend.
I love that. And he's like. And he's like
and it was and just long enough that it was getting awkward, too. He's just like, what's going on?
And the music just keeps getting more and more, like, deteriorated as it's going along.
Little characters are, like, melting away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting surreal.
That was pretty great. Okay. So, let's move on from Deadpool, or else we'll continue talking about him all night. What's the next...
Okay, so we're going to transition quickly from that to one of the previews we saw, because apparently we have a differing opinion on it. Hardcore Henry.
Oh, okay.
Is so it Harry or Henry?
He said Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
Henry, okay.
So be prepared to get a headache when you go into that movie.
Why?
Because if you think about it, when you just the preview.
Oh, the motion?
When everything was moving around and panning side to
that
side, it
really
looked
strange to
blurry
me.
And awful. I think I just don't think it's going to be
I hope it's
as
not
successful.
Completely in that kind
it
of
is,
it is. That's
it
the point
is.
Of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But I like the concept. I don't see what's
it's
wrong.
A great
it
concept,
was fun.
But,
it was a great
but here's
preview.
The thing. You're going to go to a movie theater that doesn't have the right projector to be able to display it properly. It's going to blur and it's going to give you a headache.
IMAX doesn't do it properly?
No, IMAX is too slow.
What would do it properly?
A monitor. Like a computer monitor would be fast enough to be able to handle the motion of first person. It's why when you get like when a lot of people play video games, they prefer monitors versus TVs, because a monitor is capable of handling faster motion than TVs, which TVs are capable of handling faster motion than most movie theaters. So if you're going to be seeing that in the movie theater, it's going to suck.
I like Charlton Copley in it. He looks hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good. It's a great concept. It looks like a good movie, but, I mean, honestly, you're going to see it in a movie theater, and within a half an hour, you're going to get either motion sick or have a headache.
Just take motion sickness medicine before you
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I
they
have,
just,
like,
they should just have a dispenser at the beginning.
Yeah.
I have 100 pills from when I went on my cruise that I never actually ended up using, so I can share.
There you go. Sharing is caring.
It can be fun.
I didn't know there was another lyric to that, really?
What?
Did you just make that up? I didn't know.
It's from Barney, dude. Get with the times.
I had one videotape for Barney the entirety of 7 years of when I was a child because I lived in Italy.
Whatever. Anyway.
Another one because I lived in Italy.
All your
story.
Problems stem from Italy, apparently.
Yeah. Except, well, yeah, I'm probably including my weight because food is great.
Food is so great. Food is so great. G-R-8-E-T.
Anyway, I'm excited for Hardcore Henry, and I will watch it, and I will take motion sickness pills to watch it.
I will watch it because it has Jennifer Lawrence.
Which I was trying to... the whole... That's what I was...
Pretty sure that looked like her.
That wasn't Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
Who was it then?
It looked a lot like her then. I was questioning it the entire time.
The very first instance...
The almighty Google.
It didn't look like her, but then as it progressed, it looked like her.
Ask the Google.
Well...
I'm asking IMDb.
Okay.
Hello, Google.
IMDb. It looked like her. If it's not, then maybe I won't see
it. That works.
But if it is her, I would see it because I like her.
Okay. Fair enough.
But it seriously looked like her.
Anyway... while they're looking this up, I recently purchased a game because it was on sale on the PlayStation Network called Sleeping Dogs, and I'm sure
did you let them lie? You
heard.
Did you let them lie?
No, I didn't let them lie. In fact, I karate chopped the shit out of them.
Oh well, I'm, is Michael Vick in this game?
Never mind, I'm wrong.
No,
it looks seriously
it's
a lot
in Hong
like her.
Kong. So, but like, no, it's got a ridiculously interesting cast. Like, for example, Emma Stone is in this game. Yeah, as a voice actress.
In what game?
Sleeping Dogs.
I'm in. I love me some Emma Stone. I heart her.
Yeah, I figured you'd like it. So, you should get Sleeping Dogs.
Okay.
I bought it for like $7 on PlayStation
Sleeping
Network.
Dogs,
so,
Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
La la la. Sleeping Dogs. That's a theme song, right?
It's not. It's not Jennifer Lawrence.
It looks a lot like her, though. In that movie, like, it looks a lot like her.
But no, that's not
stunt
how
double.
The Sleeping Dogs.
Their stunt double.
Is that video of Daisy Ridley's stunt double?
I've seen that. Yeah, she looks like she could like kill me.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
more like her, so than normal people.
Her like action stunt double for like the scenes where she's using the staff or whatever. Like looks like she looks like a character from Mortal Kombat. It's crazy.
What movie?
No, no, she's the stunt double for Daisy, the actor who plays
Rey
in Star Wars.
Oh,
bing.
Yeah, now I haven't seen that video.
You should.
I should see that video.
Speaking of videos, yes. Oh man, I'm really good with the segues today. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, go. It's a new music video.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I prepped them before. I thought you of all people would have seen it by now. Oh.
I purposely didn't see it.
Why?
because I knew anyone wasn't going to talk about it. And I knew,
you give me such shit for researching things during the podcast.
Only other one to have seen it.
Well, we watched.
I'm sorry. I did this. I did
no,
this on purpose.
We're going to pause this. And you're going to watch it before we can talk about it.
Really?
Yes. Parts on your shirt. Did you know that?
We have on
yes,
our.
I'm really disappointed that's not Jennifer Lawrence.
Front row
it seriously
geeks.
Looked a lot like her.
It did, especially in the beginning part.
Well, the very first, like, scene with her, it didn't look like her.
I won't
but
let you down.
It, like...
No, no. Oh, yes. I actually don't know what it's called because I'm just so enticed by the music video itself.
It's the one where they're on a plane.
Yeah, that's probably it because there's a plane in the advertisement.
But I'm seriously disappointed it's not her.
I'm making a drink too.
Ross!
Oh, we're recording. Why did it unrecord? I thought I paused it.
Well, looks like you're gonna have to edit it.
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, did you start recording again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're back. Hey, guys. We paused it. We actually did pause it because we're professional like that. We paused it to watch this music video. So, initial impressions. Mm. They are performing my dream. I want to release a million bouncy balls in zero gravity. That is one of my main dreams in life. That's is to go into zero gravity, go into space, and just release a million super balls.
Wait, why does it have to be super balls?
Because super bouncy balls are
oh,
better.
Those, yes. Sorry, I was just like, what are you trying to mean super balls? I know what you mean now.
Because they're a million times better. Okay,
so,
anyway. That's
okay.
My initial.
My reaction to all that is that I'm trying to think, you know, what's even your motivation behind it? Because they're kind of weird like, in their videos anyway. So
they're
I feel like
okay, go.
Yeah, but they have like this like
they're
weird, but they're artistic. But
they're still
they go
trying
this far.
To find the unique formula to top their first music video, which was the one on the treadmills.
But then they just did. They just went on. zero, I mean, there was like some zero gravity
ball. I think was it was cool. pretty good, but I definitely think the treadmill one was better.
The treadmill one is the best.
I think hard to choreograph.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. They did something insane. I would never be dedicated enough to my craft to go on one of those things and shoot a video.
Insane.
I would never do it.
If we're going to talk about cool music videos, the more recent one with A Mountain at the Gates by The Foles with the that were filmed in the full like 3D camera where I can like move around with my phone and I can follow, look at the sky and look at the ground and go and look at like there's a dog running over here. That's a cool video. That's a really cool music video.
Didn't they do a similar thing with a Star Wars promotional type?
No, the Warcraft promotion. Where you fly into the city and everything, the Warcraft movie,
was it?
Where you fly into the city and you can look around and stuff and you can see the city.
Star Wars.
Oh. Well, there was a Warcraft one that did that too.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like these videos that are coming out because of the VR and the Oculus Rift and all that stuff. So there's quite a bit.
See a previous episode.
Yeah, did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys didn't meet last week?
No, see a previous episode, not the very previous.
Okay. A couple of episodes ago, when Will and I were drinking whiskey, Canadian mm-hmm. whiskey.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
We were arguing VR. Anyway, so I just think it's crazy they did that. Like, I would never do that for the art. They just go one of those things. Like,
it was cool.
I can't believe they did it. And they did it so straight faced.
Backup dancers more than the actual OK Go people, because I thought they did some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But. Because it's in, like, zero gravity, it's really hard to actually get your movements just right. So I feel like for the treadmill one, it was
it just won't
cleaner.
It won't beat the treadmill nicer. One.
It was a great song, and there was, like, simplicity.
Yeah, that song was really good, too.
But I think something like...
I didn't like this song as much.
The novelty was nice.
Yeah, I think this is just, like, this is extraordinary. I don't mean it's just me that I think there's something super extraordinary
that
did this.
Okay, don't get me wrong, the video was cool, but I didn't like the song as much.
It's growing on me. I think you need a few more listens.
It didn't do it for me.
I think it's growing on me, so I think I'm gonna like it.
Ooh. Anyway, so now we pause the video for so we can watch a stupid music video.
What?
It's not stupid. It's wow. Cool. Okay, sorry, again, I reiterate, they're performing my dream, releasing bouncy balls in space. I want to do that sometime, but whatever.
Mm.
Actually, no, never mind. I never want to go to space. Space is scary.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's my most unnatural fear is space.
Okay, then. So we're going to stick around together if the Earth dies?
Yeah. We're going to blow up with the Earth.
Cool. Yeah.
You wouldn't go into space either?
No. No, yeah, I originally was like, no. It's okay, in Interstellar, I know we were about this up in the podcast already. When they enter the wormhole to go to the other part of the universe,
no.
I was like, no.
No.
I was like, never.
Don't go never, in there, guys.
Never. It's like, I will never do that.
Most people watch those scary movies and they're like, don't go in through the door. Why are you going to do that? It's so stupid. That was me with Interstellar. I was like, why are you going to go into the wormhole? You're stupid. There's a bad guy in there.
Like even the fifth dimension. Actually, that was probably the fifth dimension was like one level scarier than that. Less scarier than that. But both of those two combined, like, no, I could never. My mind would explode. I would like whimper in fear. I would be whatever. I don't know how I would live through that.
Nope. Because I keep remembering 2001: A Space Odyssey and how unnerving that movie is. He's sitting outside in space, and he's just like.
And he's open just in that door. Rocket.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. And it's just like that.
No, the wormhole scene. And then when he finds out
that he can,
just before he comes to Star Child.
When he finds out that like that Hal can read lips, and you're just like, oh no.
See, I have not seen that movie. You should. I haven't seen the movie,
but I read the book.
Don't. Okay. You could skip the first part of that movie. It has.
The monkeys.
Yeah, the monkeys. Part with the monkeys. It kind of has no context within the movie, but Stanley Kubrick does that all the time. So you could just skip that part. You could skip where you see them on the ship. Because again, even the wormhole scene is like, gosh, 5 minutes.
And you see
long.
Kelsey, you see everybody, and this fear of the existentialness and in outer space is why I concentrate my focus on looking for Ryan Reynolds' dong in a movie.
It goes further.
It makes me forget.
What? Anyway, our only my unnatural is Ryan Reynolds' penis. Yes. My unnatural fear of space goes further than that. Alien. Because, you know, obviously.
No, I don't agree with that. If it was just an alien, I feel like I can still, like, that's something, an object that I could wrestle with, literally and figuratively. The fractioning of space and time is something that is just, like, beyond humanity.
Alien was pretty impressionable on young me. No. So was StarCraft.
No, still, no,
and
fine.
So was, oh, what's that other game? Dead Space. Yeah, Dead Space. But that wasn't so much young me, but that's a pretty terrifying game.
Cool.
But no. Mm. Back when I was younger, and iRobot first came out.
That's how you'll get through it, Eddie. Just
I decided that I wanted to read the first iRobot book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, iRobot, the first book, doesn't play out like the movie. The movie actually plays, the one with Will Smith, the movie plays out like the second book. So the second book is written the way it is. And that's what the movie based it off of, because there's a lot more action. Well, the first book is absolutely terrifying, because the first book, they're on, like, Mercury or something, and, like, this is where the first, like, the ghosts in the machine, this is where they first appear, is in this space station on Mercury, where the freaking robot decides to kill everybody very slowly and very painfully, and I'm just like, nope. Nope, not going into space. Never, ever going into space. Screw space.
But we can have robots here, a la Terminator, so I don't feel like going to space takes us away from that.
At least on here, though, you can have guns to put yourself out of robot misery. Up there, you got nothing. You got your robot.
In fact, before Ross make your point, my counterpoint to that is from Interstellar, the robot in that movie was very
the robot was awesome. Yeah. See, in that
whole movie, I was waiting for the robot to be a scumbag.
Because of MVP. He was totally the MVP. Until he didn't save that one guy.
I totally can't do that, Dave.
It wasn't his fault. Yeah.
It's totally badass, like.
Yeah, no, like, I love how, like.
Damn you, Matt Damon!
No, the W, like, what is like, slinky along the thing.
Oh, yeah. anyway, I'm staying
like,
on
when
Earth.
You first see the robot, he's this giant, like, carbonite block or whatever.
Like hell.
Yeah, you're like, he looks so much like. You're like, how's this robot gonna do it?
What's this robot gonna do?
And then you see him on the planet. He like turns into a pinwheel. And it's like,
I can feel his motivation right there. Oh man, see now Eddie left, and now where's your topics?
We're talking about our fear of space.
We're past that.
Really?
Now.
Good, because I want to live.
Yeah, we're done. And then speaking
who's
of
gonna
the
have nightmares tonight? Who's gonna have nightmares tonight?
Imagine being in space and the gravitational wave throws you off of your direction.
Oh, do you want to tell us more about the Chinese New Year festival you went to?
Sure. Okay. They had a Chinese New Year festival yesterday, but they also have a Chinese New Year celebration on the 20th. But that's way more 20th? Expensive. No, that's $150 a person.
It's your birthday, right? I didn't get that wrong, did I?
What?
Is that February 20th? It's your birthday?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But anyway.
You gave me nothing back when I did that. Sorry.
Oh, because I wasn't paying attention. I don't even. What day is it today?
14th.
The 14th.
Valentine's Day.
6 days away.
Bummer, man.
All right.
But anyways, so I didn't even know that Tucson had a Chinese cultural center. That's news to me. But they actually have a lot of space. They could do more with developing the space that they have, because the festival could have been a lot bigger, I feel, had they developed part of their facility. There's like a bunch of rocks in the back.
Where are they located?
On River, near La Cholla.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, I never noticed that before.
Yeah, I had no clue that they were there. But anyway, so they had some arts and crafts, they were selling some stuff, like, I don't know if it was kimonos or what they were selling, but they had a mahjong set. That was pretty cool to see.
Wait, a what?
A mahjong.
Mahjong is legit. Was it made out of
wood?
It's
a tile game. No.
Oh.
Or was it?
Oh.
Yeah, you know what mahjong
is.
Yeah, they have the different shapes.
You're right.
Usually, I've never seen one in person. I've only seen it on a computer. It was pretty cool seeing a Mahjong set in person.
Speaking of, I should download a Mahjong game on my phone.
But
I love Mahjong.
But yeah, so there's lots of singing and dances and food. The food was freaking good. There's some dumplings.
I wish I had known this was happening. I would have made more time for it. Because,
I'm sorry.
Because to compare that...
Dumplings!
But yes. What's crazy, I was like, did you guys get this catered? Did you make them? And they're like, we actually bought them at the store. And I was like, what? But they were super
good. How do you have it? How do you celebrate this?
I don't know.
To be fair, they probably bought it from a Chinese store.
New Year. Probably.
Probably that one on Oracle and...
it's Orange Grove.
Orange Grove, yeah. Whoa. I've been into that market.
Well, you know, on Craycroft, there's like a whole line of like Chinese stores that are like...
Going into that market and you're just like, what kind of meat is this?
But the dumplings were freaking amazing. It wasn't like this tiny little ball of pork. It was like the whole thing was filled with pork and adequate amount of dough. It was amazing. Even though they're store-bought. Amazing.
And you say that it pops up again on the 20th?
I want some dang dumplings. No, I want some Chinese dumplings.
Chinese New Year celebration is more of like a fundraising thing. Because they have like an auction. It's $150 a person. So I don't think you'll want to go to that. But
the auction, not the festival itself?
No, the festival was yesterday.
Okay.
The celebration is on the 20th.
Okay.
And that's the one that's $150
a person to go to this.
Because it's more of a fundraising thing for people who have money to help fund the center to do programs and such.
That makes sense.
The one yesterday was only $2 a person and like $1 for kids or something like that, and children under 5 was free. So like that is totally reasonable, and the food was reasonable.
Do you get in free if you're Chinese?
No.
Why? I mean, because it's the Chinese New Year. It's a celebration.
No.
What if you're like the guy in the dragon?
But they had a lot of interesting dancing, and it wasn't just Chinese style dancing. Like they had some Polynesian, Hawaiian, Korean, Vietnamese, and even country line dancing.
Yeah. Oh, really because weird. it can't be a Tucson event without line dancing.
But no. Really, I think there's something.
It's really cute. There's and the mayor was there. Actually.
There's something culturally related to like country line dancing in Chinese culture, and I forget where the connection was, but
I have no idea.
I've heard that connection before somewhere.
I'm not sure.
What?
But
there's a connection there somewhere. I don't know where it is. I'll look it up. Reviewed in their podcast, but
yeah.
the only comparable that I go to occasionally is the Greek festival. Which, if I had known it was a Chinese festival,
to the Greek festival, that's amazing too. I would like to go.
It's amazing for all the same reasons you're telling me right now.
Well, so...
Only I love Chinese food, again, so like...
They had a huge basketball court, which was covered, and inside that, like, it was only top covered, not the sides and everything. Mm-hmm. But anyways, like, they had a bunch of tables and stuff, but then to the right, like, there was this huge, like, rock plot. They should have made that, like, concrete so they can actually set up booths and stuff to have more, like, vendors or... displays or even interactive things like arts and crafts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they could have done more. But again, I don't know how long it's been there for. I don't know what their funding situation is. I don't know how long they've been doing the festival. Because seriously, I didn't even know it existed until yesterday.
That's part of why we exist. We should be really looking out harder for these kind of things and putting out there. That's part of the reason why we exist.
Well, their parking situation is also needs to improve because it's like dirt.
I feel like that's, well, I was going to say even Winter Haven has issues like that though, so I don't know if
parking... Winter Haven has absolutely no parking.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. So
I just feel like that's just the nature of Tucson. Wherever you're going to go, if it's great, parking's going to suck.
True.
Seriously, what is the deal? Tucson needs to get on, like, parking situations and, like, popular things.
What's the deal?
But because overall, seriously, it was fun. I enjoyed it. We were only there for, like, 2 hours, but it was fun.
You have to park, like, 5 miles away to get to Winter Haven.
I got lucky last time, actually.
Probably parked at the Circle K.
No, I didn't. I actually parked on Prince.
I'm surprised that Circle K, you could find parking at that Circle K. Probably say no long-term parking out there or something.
Anyway, well, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to keep my eye out for that. I don't know why I didn't think ever thought about that. I just felt like there was never a big presence like that here in Tucson.
The one in Phoenix, I know of the Chinese Cultural Center in Phoenix. It's very popular, very well-known. They have a market and, like, an actual restaurant. And this place is just, like, it's so different from the one that's in Phoenix.
You know, I think I accidentally came across a section of Phoenix that's like that. It's next to the airport, right?
exactly where it is. I haven't been there in a really long time, but it is near Tempe-ish area, maybe in Tempe. I'm
probably not close sure if it's to the airport. In Tempe,
I think there is a portion of Tempe that's like that, but I accidentally went into like a back road, like near the airport, and like all of a sudden, like the architecture all changed to like what you would see in China.
I went to like Little Mexico in Phoenix.
Yeah, Guadalupe.
That was scary.
Oh yeah.
Right.
No, west of downtown.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Oh, Van Buren. Sketchy neighborhoods. Yeah. That's between not like Little Mexico. Cities. That's just sketchy.
Between the two food cities.
Sketchfest.
You got the druggies and the streetwalkers.
I think I've told this. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast. Have I told it on the podcast?
Yeah. But there is totally like a Little Mexico, but like that's near Tempe.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Which has great food, by the way.
Yep. Anyway.
And there's a heart attack grill nearby.
But there is an Aloha Festival.
Where is the heart attack? Because every time I try to search for it, it's never...
It's in Tempe. Actually, really close to the Little Guadalupe I was talking about.
I've been up to Phoenix, I don't know how many times I've never been to a heart attack cafe. Because I can never find it.
Is that the same one that's in Las Vegas where you wear like a...
It started in Phoenix.
I don't know because we didn't actually go in. Well, we went in because I went with my folks. This is back in the day and I was looking for a place in Phoenix to stay. A long time ago, I almost moved to Phoenix. And when we went in, because I had heard about it through you, about this place that was supposed to be really good. When we got there, we were with my grandfather. And I think for his sake, we didn't stay because, like, basically it was like a tilted kilt sort of deal.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that. Everybody are, like, nurses' outfits, right?
Yeah, like super revealing nurse outfits.
No, they're actual nurses. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're actual nurses.
You're kidding. Why do they work there, then?
Because it was like,
no, because seriously, like, if you're over 300 pounds, you get, like, a free burger there.
But they make you wear, like, is it a bib or is it, like, an actual...
I can't remember.
Like, an outfit that you wear.
I imagine it's the latter.
But no, they're actual nurses.
Did not know that. And didn't, because we left for my grandfather's.
But anyway.
They didn't want him to die then.
I've never found this place.
I didn't know there was an.
I would always look for it. I would always type into Google, where's the Heart Attack Cafe in Phoenix? And it would never tell me where it was.
The only one I know was the one in Vegas.
Yeah, no, there was the one in Phoenix was the first location.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now you know.
The more you know.
I feel like I should have that sound effect ready to go.
There is going to be an Aloha Festival in Tempe, March 12th and 13th.
And one here too, isn't it?
No, that's the $5 food festival or something.
Yeah, there's
like
a food
that.
Truck one here, yeah.
But that's in Tempe, Tucson, Surprise, and like all over the place. But the Aloha Fest is just in Tempe.
Surprise. reminded me of the Amber Alert that one.
What?
What's wrong with you? It was in Surprise, Arizona.
Oh. Yeah, it was in Surprise.
But yeah, but what's the funny?
Because I was at work and all of the like the iPhones and iPads went off, like all the computers went off, like all the phones and the
mobile. You would think that
and everybody's phone. All
you would think if it's a display, you could turn that off.
No, it literally is just like, like you look at your phone and it goes surprise.
Jeez.
There's a reason why you can't turn them off on your phone because it's important. But if it's a display, there's no reason why that should be on a display item.
Especially if it works. Surprise. But it was so great. Like, the first word I saw was surprise.
As you can tell,
and then
Kelsey,
I saw Amber Alert.
I know.
And I was like, okay.
He doesn't care.
No. He didn't care about the Amber Alert, the poor child that was taken away. He just loved the irony that said surprise.
It's true.
And hopefully you and I will be the last people on Earth.
Hey, Eddie, is yours a Dodge? A red Dodge?
No, it's a red Ford.
Red Ford.
You knew that.
I can never. I always think yours is a Dodge for some reason.
No, I'm a Ford guy.
No, because Eddie is the quintessential Mexican. He's got the Ford F-150 in red with the Mountain Dew plates in the front.
I feel like that none of that is quintessential Mexican.
Well, the Ford F-150 is.
Okay, I can live with that.
I wouldn't know. I don't really, are you Mexican? What kind of truck do you have? I don't really do that.
I know plenty of Mexicans that swear by other types.
Shiny chrome rims.
I never considered this.
If you have Escalade, then maybe.
Never considered this.
Yeah, but would you want them?
It wouldn't be bad, I think. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, see, that if, he, cool. If he had an Escalade with spinning rims, then, you know...
See, there you go.
That, I would...
I don't know where I stand with spinning rims, honestly.
It's like when you stop, the rims are still...
I know where they are, but I don't know where I stand with them. I can think I can be with or without.
I think it looks really stupid.
But on an Escalade?
I think it looks stupid.
I would never own
or
an Escalade.
Or an H2?
No. Those things are not meant for, like, city driving. That's
they're
dumb.
Not meant for driving. They're not meant for four-wheeling. They're not meant for city. They're just not meant for driving.
Well, I think that's all the major topics I have after all, then. Yeah, I had a couple of others, but I think we'll probably end up saving them for next time. Especially because like one of them needs more research. Unless,
yeah.
Unless you all know about what Musk has been doing lately. Elon Musk.
I don't.
He recently like gave away all the copyrights to all his stuff or something.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
The guy who owns Tesla, the SpaceX, and then what else did he do? He started something else before
there's
he
some
did
PayPal program.
He gave all
PayPal. That's right, PayPal.
He gave all his rights to who?
He just made them all open source. I think like he bunch of like his patents and stuff like that. I think he like eliminated the copyright,
so anyone can use them.
That's pretty cool.
And build
cool.
off of them and improve on them.
Yeah, he's going to be the one who's going to take over the world. We're going to need to kill him later.
What?
He's going to be a target.
Don't
say that right now, because when he eventually
Thanks.
Takes over the world...
Thank you for listening to the last podcast.
I know.
Elon Musk is going to come... No, seriously, what about Elon Musk doesn't scream like... Crazy guy is going to take over the world.
He did mention
that's
evil
actually...
genius.
Yeah, evil genius, like bad scientist.
No.
He did mention the other, like a few months ago, along with Hawkins. Hawkins? I got that wrong.
Was it the Super Bowl
or
ad?
No, where he said that we should be careful of artificial intelligence.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Okay. I'm done with this. I'm done with this character. This Elon Musk needs to get out of her, here. He needs to just focus on SpaceX.
He said be careful.
Yeah,
He warned everybody
just like,
else.
What's his name? The doctor who died in iRobot. Be careful of the ghosts in the machine.
So I thought the Deadpool would be the main thing in this episode, but now my fear of space travel and the universe and physics that are beyond my control have pretty much trumped all of that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, and now you're going to be fearing Elon Musk. As you should.
You guys are funny.
Speak for yourself. I've never had a nightmare in years, but I will tonight.
I'm sorry.
All right. So before Eddie collapses,
eat another cupcake, then.
Yeah, you should have another cupcake.
Yes.
But before Eddie collapses, I think we should sign off and maybe stop recording.
I guess we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. See ya, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.